Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta let that get into you for a second. Just let it ride. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, it is your boy Kamush, and I am back. We are live here from the University of King, King University campus. We are 90.3 WKNJ. What up, everybody? That's right, it's Monday. It's another beautiful Monday out there. Let me get Mike to bring that down just a tad, my man. Bring that down just a tad. There we go. I mean, I'll talk over it, but we're going to bring that down just a little bit. And like I said, guys, my name is Kamuch. We are here live, and it could not be a better Monday for me as a Philadelphia Eagles fan. That's right. We got the win in overtime yesterday in Dallas. Dallas, we hate you. Dallas, the whole nine yards, man. I lived. That is if you're an Eagles fan, well, first of all, if you're a sports fan, you live for overtime. But especially if you're an Eagles fan, Sunday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys, the hated rivals, they come into your you go into their house and you embarrass them. Oh my goodness. What a good win. I'm feeling good. I've been feeling good all day about it. I gotta tell you guys though, one of the things that concerns me is that they did come out. Well, let me go on the highs and the lows first. Let me backtrack here for a minute. Let's go with the highs, okay? Highs. Sam Bradford looks good. Defense looked okay. Special teams looked okay. Chip Kelly. I could take him. I could leave him. It wasn't huge deal for me. But I'll give you my gripe right now. My only gripe with that game, and I'm high on it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. They won. It was awesome. But he didn't look like he made many adjustments coming out of the bye week there. It looks like he comes out. It looks like his first couple of plays are scripted, almost like the Andy Reid era all over again, a la Andy Reid. We're just going to run that stupid pitch play, and I'm going to run it up the center a couple times, and we'll see what's what. That I'm not too keen on. But you got that going on. But they won. They won in overtime. That was huge. We know that's huge. Obviously, and if you guys watch that game out there, please give me a call. We're going a different direction now. Instead of having you guys calling directly into the station, I'm going to have you. We're doing this whole new thing. We're doing Blog Talk Radio, so I'm going to have you guys call in. Call me in at 323. This is a Los Angeles area code, obviously. 870-4606. You can call me. I would love it. I would love to hear from you guys if you're out there listening. I know. Sometimes the connect is a little bit off here and there, but I'm here, man. I'm live. I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing. Like I said, I could not be more pumped about this win. It was an exciting win for them. The whole NFL yesterday in general was a good day around the NFL, except for the fact that we saw a couple of key injuries to key players around the NFL. We'll get into that in just a second. I'm going to give you my outright picks. I'm going to give you everything you need to know right here, today, right now. We're going to do it. And, man, I just, I'm still high on that game, man. I mean, we're talking how many hours later on it? We're what? I'm saying six. That's stupid. We're 12 hours removed. And, I'm still on my grind about it, man. I thought it was just overall. I mean, you look for a game like that. You're coming out of the bye. They look dejected up to that point. Let's be real. And they come out, they get a solid win, and I couldn't be more excited. So give me a call. Like I said, 323-870-4606. That's the number to call in. Hopefully I got some listeners out there. But if not, I'm talking to myself, and I enjoy that just as well. So let's get into a little bit of a – well, let's go through the injuries from yesterday. One of the key injuries that I saw was suffered by Deion Lewis of the New England Patriots. Now, I know we all hate the Patriots, good, bad, or indifferent, no matter what. You hate them because they're good. That's really what it is. But Deion Lewis, former member of the Philadelphia Eagles, he goes out with the ACL. It did not look good. It was a non-contact injury. And then you also had Jordan Hicks goes out, which is no good. So now we're going to have to rely on Kiko. But, I mean, we haven't seen Kiko this season, so we kind of got to fill it out, see what's going on there. But either way, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to give you my outright picks for next week, outright. And then I'm also going to now I was supposed to have some guests on today. I know I promised you guys last week I'd have some guests on. We did some fun stuff. Unfortunately, that did not happen, so I'm flying solo today. I do have Mike, my producer. He's back there. He's doing his thing on the other side of the glass. My name is Kamuch. We are 90.3 WKNJ, and I will be taking you guys right up until about 7:30. We got a late start tonight. I had some technical difficulties, but that's all good. So as we progress here through the show, what I'm going to do is because we don't have the guest lineup today that we would have had. I really wanted to get Hugh Douglas on. I'm still in talks with his people. His people are talking to my people. If that makes any sense. So we're gonna do a couple fun things today. We'll talk sports, obviously. We'll talk a little bit of politics, obviously. And I want you guys to call in. It is the second week. It's the second week of November. It's the second week of November. I want you guys to call in and let me know. Is it a violation that I decorated for Christmas already? So I decorated on, I think it was Saturday, Friday or Saturday. But fiance's all bent out of shape about it. She thinks it's too early. I don't think it's too early. I think the minute that Halloween's over, you should start decorating, deck the halls, as it were. She was just none too happy with it. She was pretty upset. But I mean, I kind of understand where she's coming from. But at the same time, let's preface this with why can't I get Garland on anything? Garland, how do you attach Garland? Call me, guys. Tell me, how do you get that around, household items, bookshelf, stuff like that? I like to Garland up everything. I like to put it on the railing, all that stuff. But I have such a hard time with it. So call me and let me know how we can do that. Putting a mint in my mouth, just so you guys know. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys. So let's get into it. Let's hash it out. Let's go through the X's and O's here. So overall, great win for the Birds. Obviously, you know, I'm Philly born and raised. I'm your boy. I love it. I love it 100%. Let's get into a little bit of the X's and O's here. So watching the game last night, like I said, I was disappointed in the fact that they came out. It did not look like Chip made any adjustments to his game plan. The same game plan he's been running for weeks now, which is we'll just pitch the ball and then we'll see what happens from there. I don't understand that. I don't know where he's going with that. I don't know what his end game is with that. You're not getting any yards off of that, bro. So it's time to find something else. You know what I mean? Like I said, there's that. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I thought they played well, like I said. I mean, let me go back. I thought the offense played well. It was good to see Matthews step up, Jordan Matthews, that is. It was good to see Ryan Matthews. We know what we're going to get out of Ryan Matthews every week, though, pretty much at this point. He is a better running back than DeMarco Murray. At least that's my opinion. It just is what it is. I mean, he's a better running back. What more can you say? He's got more per yardage. He looks better overall in this offense. Now, that doesn't mean that DeMarco Murray can't spike and learn the offense and have some good things. I think next season is their season. I'm going to be honest with you. I think this season was a little bit of a rebuild. I know fans went into it saying, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going 14-0, yada, 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 yada. I, however, do not believe that to be true. Didn't believe that to be true in the preseason. I don't believe it to be true right now. What I do believe to be true is that that was a solid, solid win last night. There's no denying that. So, like I said, give me a call. I got the guest calling line up. We're running. We're going 323-870-4606. We are 90.3 WKNJ. My name is Kamuch. And when I get back from the break, guys, I'm going to have you guys, like I said, is it too early to decorate for Christmas? I don't think so. That's my humble opinion. Probably because I already decorated, so now I gotta stick to my guns here. But yeah, call me about that. Call me about the birds. Call me about the politics going on. You know, Trump. Everybody hates Trump. I'm all about that Trump life. I'll explain that when we get back right here, 90.3 WKNJ, and we'll be right back. I can dig it. I can dig it. I can get down with it. Maybe just a little bit. Once again, guys, we are 90.3. My name is Kamuch, and we are live right here from King University, University of King campus. I'll take you guys up until about 7:30, and then I'm gonna hit the road, yo. So I just want you guys to know that we're talking a little bit of everything today. Let me see here. There we go. Okay. So I want to make sure that we're getting this. My audio is working here, but it's not. For some reason, I'm not sure why that is. But either way, so what I'm doing is talking a little bit of birds, I'm talking a little bit of sports, a little bit of weather. Primarily, I'm going to talk football. You know that. But if you guys got something else to bring to the table, please, 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 please bring it to the table. I would love to hear from you guys. You know that. So let's go with it. So anyway, I'm trying to figure out this audio here, and it's driving me nuts. I'm not sure why that's not working. That's all right. We'll stick with the Blog Talk Radio. Once again, guys, it was a huge win last night. Obviously, we know that. We know all the players. We've been talking about it for weeks, guys. You had to get this win. This was imperative for them to get this win. And Mike back there is nodding his head yes as if he's an Eagles fan. Like I said, I'm going to have some guests come on in the next couple of weeks. I know, guys, I know I said I'd have one last week, but, you know, that just didn't happen. And, it's the beauty of doing what we do here. Sometimes, you know, you get the everything lines up, and then, you know, sometimes it doesn't. So either way. But for today, I want you guys to call in. Call me. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Let's see what's what. And let's see what we can do here. To talk a little bit about Sam Bradford, talk a little bit about the offense. We could talk about any of the NFL. I mean, I'm just a Birds fan, so I primarily speak on that, and as you guys know. Also, call in, guys. Let me know, is it too early to decorate for Christmas? I don't think so. And what was this thing with the red cups at Starbucks? What is that all about? I don't know what that's about. People are upset because they're using red cups. That means that it's the holidays. It is the holidays. I don't understand. After Halloween, it's the holidays. Period. End of story. That's it. Where it begins, it's where it ends. I don't get it. I don't understand why people get so upset. When would it be acceptable for people to start decorating for the holidays? I mean, you want us to decorate on December 1st and then what? And then leave it up till January? It makes no sense to me. But, you know, many things don't make sense to me. Many of the people in my life will tell you. We're talking about that. Let me give you my outright picks for next week. We got some good games next week, man. Not like this week. This week's games were good. And we can talk about the Greg Hardy situation, too. I think what happened there was, and this is all I'm going to say, I think it was deplorable. I think the guy should be in jail. I think he's a scumbag. You know what else? We can talk about biggest scumbags in the NFL. Let's talk about that. I got a list about a mile long, starting with Greg Hardy. You know, they can be past or present players. You call me in. You guys can call me and let me know. I'd love to make a list here, and we'll go over it. If you call in with the best one, I'll toss you guys a T-shirt or a prize or something like that. Call me in 323-870-4606. That's the number if you want to get through. I got a few open lines here. I do have some people on hold right now. We'll get to them in just a second. We're going to talk about some of the biggest scumbags. Greg Hardy is just – I thought what Chris Collinsworth did yesterday was pretty awesome. He called him out. He laid him on the rug, man, and said, look, you know, this is unacceptable. I mean, we have to call games. So we have to be, non-biased, but it's just unacceptable. And when are the players going to step up? When are they going to step up and just say, hey – I don't get why a guy like that would be able to play in a game. I don't run the NFL. I don't claim to, you know that portion of the business. But I can say this. I mean, it looks like it. It smells like it. It's it. You saw the pictures. Deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. Disgusting. I wish somebody would have chopped his head off yesterday. To be honest with you, just that's how disgusting, how disgusted I felt over the whole thing. But again, what are you going to do? The NFL's defense is, well, we did suspend him. We suspended him for 10 games, and he bargained it down to 4. So what are you going to say there? Not much you can say, really. I mean, it's the NFL's a joke. I said that all along. The NFL's a joke. They're a joke. Their policies are a joke. spirit. what do you want me to say? That's who they are. That when it comes to that kind of stuff, you'll suspend Adrian Peterson for using a switch on his kid, which isn't right either. But you'll do that, and then you'll have Greg Hardy and Tom Brady. The whole thing disgusts me. But what are you going to do? What are you going to say? Call me, guys. Like I said, 323-870-4606. That's the number to reach me if you guys want to get through. Once again, my name is Kamuch. We are broadcasting live from King University, 90.3 WKNJ. That's a call sign, y'all. I'd love to hear from you guys tonight. Let me know. And is it too early to decorate for Christmas? Give me some of your scumbags. Greg Hardy tops my list. Give me another scumbag, Ray Lewis. That's a guy that should have been in jail, didn't go to jail. But then you're going to put Plexico Burst in jail for shooting himself. Okay, I guess. What's his name? Dante Stallworth. Kill somebody under the influence and gets manslaughter. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? This is what happens when you have money. You can do whatever you want, really. It's just a shame that our society is like that. It really is. It's sad. It's sad. So call me, guys. Let me know what you think about that. Let me know what you think about all of it. I'd love to hear from you. We'll touch on a couple different things tonight. We'll go over that. We'll go over. I really don't. To be honest with you, I don't want to hear about the Greg Hardy situation anymore. It's just sad. It's just sad. Sad that that we've come to this as a society. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Guess there's nothing you really can do, right? There's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do. So give me a call, guys. Once again, my name is Kamuch. We are broadcasting live. And I was getting into this from my producer earlier. Maybe you guys can appreciate this. We were talking about, is it too early to decorate for the holidays? I do not think so. My fiance would beg to differ with you. If you've seen the space that we live in, she would definitely beg to differ with you. And I'm big on, I'll go lights, man. I'll go everything. If it's the more gaudy that it looks, the better to me. You know what I mean? I want it to look insane in there. I want people to know it's the holidays when you walk in my house. You know what I'm saying? That's that. We got to hit the break. My name is Kamuch. We are 90.3 WKNJ, and we will be right back.
Guided by being alone, I can't tell where to turn you, but I know you will come. Tell me how I'm too young to say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, I'm sad if I don't look at my eyes, but I'm fine by me. So if you I'm gonna get you there. Come again, children.